Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software. I'm your host, Jamie, and with me is my co-host, Alex. Today, we're diving into some fascinating new research about cell biology and what happens when cells go dormant.
That's right, Jamie, and this is really cool stuff. We're looking at a paper published in Cell that explores what happens to cells when they enter a quiescent state, basically when they take a little cellular nap, and what limits their ability to wake back up and start dividing again.
I love how you put that, Alex, a cellular nap. That's actually a perfect way to describe quiescence. So the paper we're discussing today is titled, Quiescent Cell Reentry is Limited by Macroautophagy-Induced Lysosomal Damage, by Andrew Murley and colleagues, published in Cell in May 2025.
Exactly. And for our listeners who might not be familiar with the term, quiescence is basically a dormant state where cells temporarily stop dividing but remain viable. This is super important for things like tissue maintenance and repair. Many cells in our body, including adult stem cells, can enter this state and then reactivate when needed.
And what's really interesting is that as we age, these quiescent cells have a harder time waking back up, which might contribute to declining tissue function and repair capacity in older individuals. The researchers wanted to understand exactly why this happens.
So let's break down what they discovered. The researchers found that when cells are in this quiescent state, they accumulate damage to their lysosomes, which, for those who need a quick biology refresher, are basically the cellular recycling centers that break down waste materials.
Right, and what's fascinating is that this lysosomal damage appears to be caused by macroautophagy, which is a process where cells package up protein aggregates and other cellular components to be delivered to lysosomes for degradation. It's normally considered a beneficial process that helps clear out cellular junk.
Exactly. So it's kind of ironic. This process that's supposed to be helping the cell clean up is actually causing damage to the cleaning machinery itself. The researchers found that protein aggregates were being delivered to lysosomes via autophagy, but then these aggregates were damaging the lysosomes from the inside.
And they discovered this through some really elegant experiments using C. elegans, tiny worms that are often used as model organisms, as well as mammalian cells. They found that when they genetically inhibited autophagy, there was less lysosomal damage in quiescent cells.
What I found particularly interesting was that they identified a cellular pathway involving proteins called IRE1 and XBP1 that's crucial for repairing these damaged lysosomes. When cells lack these proteins, they can't fix the lysosomal damage that accumulates during quiescence, and they have a much harder time re-entering the cell cycle.
Absolutely, and this repair mechanism seems to decline with age, which could explain why older stem cells have a harder time activating. But here's where it gets really interesting. They found that you could improve the reactivation of quiescent cells through a two-pronged approach.
Yes, they discovered that inhibiting autophagy while simultaneously boosting lysosome production through a transcription factor called HLH30, which is similar to TFEB in mammals, had a synergistic effect. The combination was much more effective at preventing lysosomal damage than either intervention alone.
This is potentially really significant for understanding aging and age-related diseases. If declining tissue function with age is partly due to stem cells getting stuck in quiescence because of lysosomal damage, then finding ways to protect lysosomes or enhance their repair might help maintain tissue function longer.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that this challenges some conventional wisdom about autophagy. We usually think of autophagy as universally beneficial. It clears out damaged proteins and organelles. But this research suggests that in quiescent cells, too much autophagy might actually be harmful if it overwhelms the lysosomes with protein aggregates.
That's such a good point, Alex. It's a reminder that cellular processes are all about balance. Too little autophagy is bad because cellular waste accumulates, but too much can overwhelm the lysosomal system, especially in quiescent cells that might have limited capacity to repair damage.
And the implications go beyond just understanding basic biology. This could potentially inform therapeutic approaches for conditions where tissue regeneration is impaired. The author suggests that rather than just boosting autophagy, which has been a popular idea in anti-aging research, we might need a more nuanced approach that also enhances lysosomal function and repair.
Absolutely. And they even found evidence that this phenomenon isn't just happening in their worm model. They observed similar lysosomal damage in quiescent mammalian cells in culture, suggesting this could be a conserved mechanism across species.
You know, what I find really elegant about this study is how they connected the dots between autophagy, lysosomal damage, and the unfolded protein response regulators IRE1 and XBP1. It's a beautiful example of how different cellular pathways interact in complex ways.
I completely agree. And for our listeners who are interested in checking out the full paper, you can find it in the May 2025 issue of Cell, or look up the DOI in our show notes. It's definitely worth a read if you're interested in cellular biology, aging, or regenerative medicine.
Absolutely. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this research. Are you working on something related? Do you have questions about the paper? Let us know through our website or social media channels.
And that wraps up today's episode of Stork Science World. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, the research productivity software designed to help researchers like you stay on top of the latest findings in your field. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time as we continue exploring the cutting edge of scientific discovery.